Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you. And we've got callers on the line on open phones on the Officer Jack McLam program this second hour. Let's go and remember, folks, that I received a top secret clearance when I graduated from training and went back in the jungles at top secret stations, top secret intel bases with my top secret clearance. And today, I still have contacts, folks, and the military intel has called me numerous times and told me that for the last 10 years, they've been looking for any evidence that Iran is building nuclear weapons, and they found zero. Nada, nothing. And they did 18 surprise inspections in 2010 and found in the surprise inspections in their nuclear bases, they found them refining uranium to 3.5% only, and that's for nuclear energy, okay? They didn't find 90%, which is for making a nuclear bomb. They found that nowhere. Okay, so we're being lied to again, just like we were lied to by communist Israel, who controls our country today and our military, and just like they did with Saddam Hussein and said he had a lot of nuclear missiles and biological weapons that he was going to bomb Israel with. And so we went in and took out Saddam Hussein because he had said secretly that he wasn't going to have Iraq be a part of the New World Order, the Antichrist New World Order over there, so we had to do a regime change. Now they're saying that about Iran, that they're building nuclear weapons, and they're not. They're building nuclear energy, folks. So anyway, just keep that in mind, folks. We're being lied to every day on the television when they talk about Iran building nuclear weapons, and they're not. They're trying to get us to go to war with Iran, our communist Zionist controllers here in America. Okay, let's go to Lee in Georgia. Lee in Georgia, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Good afternoon, Brother Jack.
Hello, brother. Good to have you calling.
I sound all right. I get some hosts tell me that I sound like all garbled. You were talking about September 11th being an inside job, and
right.
It's interesting. Some people still want to argue this, and I found a very easy way of dealing with it.
Yeah.
I tell people, first of all, go find a book. For those who still want to argue the point, go find a book. It's called The Grand Chessboard. It was published in 1998. It was done by Zbigniew Brzezinski. I'm sure we all know who he is.
Yes.
In this book, literally, they talk about America, how it would be attacked by what they refer to as Afghan terrorists, and out of this would emerge this war for global government. Also, in September of 2000, and I tell them, go find this one too, the Project for New American Century. This was a neoconservative think tank.
Right.
We're talking people like Jeb Bush, Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld, Al Wolfowitz.
Right.
Quote, favor the transformation, even if it brings revolutionary change, it's likely to be a long one absent some kind of catastrophic and catalyzing event like a new Pearl Harbor. Now.
Hang on, Brother Lee. Hang on, Brother Lee. We're coming up on very important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network, and we'll be right back with Lee in Georgia. Stay tuned.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Okay, folks, let's go back to Brother Lee in Georgia. Brother Lee in Georgia, go right ahead.
Okay, so after I tell him about these two particular publications, I tell him, also go do some research into a fellow by the name of David Shippers. Now, this is the guy who brought down the Chicago mob and also successfully impeached Bill Clinton. Now, he has a whole slew of FBI, CIA, BATF, and other people already filled out sworn affidavits. Now, he fought tooth and nail trying to get a congressional hearing to get these people subpoenaed to come in and testify. They wouldn't hear it. He received a report from FBI agents throughout Chicago and Minnesota where they actually outlined that they knew in advance of three particular attacks. This would be a three-stage plan. Now, the first was to attack a federal facility in the heartland of the United States. Let's think about Governor Frank Keating, his brother Mark, a book called The Final Jihad, published in 1993, the primary character, Thomas McVeigh. Okay, there's your Oklahoma City. The second one was they were going to take down an airliner, and this is in order. Well, there's the other one you referred to earlier, Flight 800. And then they specifically said a massive attack on Lower Manhattan. Now, what I find disturbing was that Mr. Shippers had done everything in his power with everybody he knew in Congress, everybody he had connections with, people he knew were close personal friends to John Ashcroft. Nobody would give him the time of day. And then there's this other fellow named Yuval Aviv, a former Israeli intelligence agent, who provided a month prior to September 11th the Bush administration with everything that he had collected during his time in Israel and the Middle East. And, of course, he got hired on as a security counsel, security consultant by Congress. And he says, folks, you don't got to worry about planes anymore. Dude, your next worry is going to be homegrown terrorism. And so with all of this in mind, they're not going to convince me in any shape, form, or fashion that the federal government was not complicit and it very least knew and didn't do anything about it. Wow.
Yeah, I'm sorry. My dogs are going crazy for some reason out there.
I thought maybe the Aussie didn't fire it up.
No. Something's going on out there in my other office. And my dogs are going crazy, so sorry about that, Lee.
I was like, that's interesting. So, you know, with all this, I mean, how could they have not... I don't know what else we can say to convince the people, folks, we're under attack. And we have
we
that
are.
For you.
From our own government.
Yeah. And if you don't believe it, just go look up the newest edition put out by the Department of Justice of definitions and clarified terms.
Yeah.
And you'll find everything in there listed of what they consider to be a terrorist. And I guarantee you'll find at least a half a dozen things that will actually describe you.
Right.
Okay, here you are. You'll find something in that book that compares to you. So you're a terrorist, folks.
Yeah. And Homeland Security, a lesbian, Janet Napolitano, head of Homeland Insecurity, lists patriots, constitutionalists, and Christians as terrorists, along with returning vets from Iraq and Afghanistan, she says, as domestic terrorists, too, because they have the ability to train the American people to stand up against the totalitarian system that's coming across America today.
Yeah, exactly. And we're already being invaded. I've still got people trying to argue that we're not being invaded. Really? What are these foreign trade zones all about? You don't think that's an invasion?
Right.
That's part of that new deal signed between the United States, India, and China.
Yes.
On, people. We did. Step up.
That's right. Yeah, we have 270 small towns being set up by communist Chinese across America today. And a big city across from Boise, Idaho, where they're going to build a international airport to land their big jets to bring in military equipment here in the United States. They're getting ready for martial law in this country, and they want as many communist Chinese in here as possible.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we already have, I mean, I'm sure you've heard the talk about, you know, they've seen what, Russian troops up in the north, along the Canadian border or something like that.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. And down around Mexico and Chinese off the western coastal cities. And
yeah.
I mean, and what was this, did you remember the reports of the Russian sub that was seen off the east coast last year?
Right.
What was up with that?
Yeah.
I mean, don't tell me we're not being invaded.
Yeah, we certainly are. And not just by illegal aliens from the southern border and drug cartels across the southern border. We are being invaded by them, but it's much more serious with the red Chinese south of the Mexican border. It's getting ready to take over America. And right now, Obama Nation, our phony president, bringing in Russian troops all over the country and UN troops all over the country in preparation for martial law. Lee, I've got to go to other callers, brother.
Hey, I appreciate you taking my call, Brother Jack. You have a great one.
Okay, God bless you. I hope you'll call back again. Take care. Okay, let's go to Mike in Kentucky. Mike in Kentucky, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, brother. Okay, we lost Mike. Mike, I hope you'll call back again. Ken in Virginia. Brother Ken in Virginia, go right ahead.
Yes, Jack. I wanted everybody knows that the certificate of live birth on the White House webpage is a total fraud. There's more than a dozen reasons, and I'm not going to cover them all, but just a few of them. On the where it says race of father, it's typed in African. Now, the Supreme Court in Brown versus Board of Education said there's three terms you can use for a persons in this country descending from a persons living in Africa. You can say colored, you can say a Negro, or you can say black. But there's nowhere on a U.S. certificate identifying race that you would say African. So that's one thing is totally wrong. Now the web page is printed in green, the background, but around the typewritten words it's painted white, and the typewritten words are typed on the white, and you can see that. And of course that's totally irregular. The number of a certificate is a higher number than someone who was born before the time on the birth is before the one of so-called Obama. The number of the certificate, there's a 41 as the last two digits, and that's separate from the other digits of the same number. That's not irregular. Where it says PM of the time of birth, the P is a different font from the M. So this is very obvious, and of course there's no stamp of the authenticating officer. So it's a total fraud. In addition, we know that Obama's father, Obama, was not even the son of Obama Sr. His real father was another communist by the name of Frank Davis, who we know was close to his mother's Ann Dunham, and she hung around with her.
Yeah.
And in June 2010. Obama's, a.k.a. Sotero, made a slip of the tongue in a public speech. He said, "My father was in World War II, and Frank Davis, who he describes in his alleged autobiography as my childhood mentor and was influential and is a pedophile, he actually did serve in World War II, but Obama Sr. never was too young. He could not have served in World War II." So if you get the American Free Press, it tells about this whole thing. So this is now I'm not a supporter of Donald Trump, but he is and he's supported Democrats in the past, and he doesn't have a chance of getting nominated. But he's done a good thing in bringing this stuff out and bring it to the fore, and everybody in Washington knows this stuff, but they're scared to bring it out. So that's my
right.
contribution. I'll let you go.
Okay, Ken, God bless you. Thanks for being an activist out there, brother, and standing up for God and country. We'll be right back, folks, right after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network. And then we'll go to Ron in Oklahoma. Ron in Oklahoma, stand by. We'll be right back with you.
What What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to AshworthTraining.com.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Jack McLam program. We're going to go right back to Brother Ken in Virginia. Brother Ken, go right ahead. I guess he's gone. Okay, folks. Here is the call-in number again if you'd like to call in, be on for a few minutes. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Okay, let's go to Ron in Oklahoma. Ron in Oklahoma, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Jack?
Yes.
Hey, I've got several things that I'd like to hit real quick.
Okay.
I'd like to start off, Jack, with an editorial from the Oklahoma, our local globalist newspaper.
Yes.
It starts out heading, "Could it be bombing film needs to avoid speculation?" The History Channel is one of those cable TV outlets featuring what we call "could it be" shows, documentaries that present a set of facts and pose a question, starting with something like "could it be." This gives a mantle of authority to speculating statements that are actually pure conjecture. We hope the same thing doesn't happen in a movie under discussion about the Oklahoma City bombing. The History Channel has already covered the bombing in a documentary subtitled "Conspiracy." The movie would be a fictional treatment of a real event. The fear is the various conspiracy theories about the bombing will rise to the fore, the way conspiracies about President Kennedy's assassination rose to the top in Oliver Stone's JFK. Stone, of course, didn't make it a Could It Be documentary. He used a fictional script partly based on real events. OKC would be similar. The script, according to an early synopsis, is about an ambitious legal aide on the Timothy McVeigh defense team who tries to get to the bottom of what really happened during the Oklahoma City bombing. We already know what happened. Three bombing trials were held for all to see. McVeigh, with assistance from Terry Nichols, blew up the Alfred P. Murrow Federal Building on April 19, 1995. Yes. The rest is history, not to be confused with the use of the word on the History Channel. If OKC resembles JFK, could it be a movie better left unmade? Now, Jack, this is the attitude, the official attitude, the newspaper attitude in the state of Oklahoma.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, the History Channel did an amazing job on Barr McClellan's book, The Men Who Killed Kennedy. Now, I don't know if you've seen it or not, but it was really good. This goes back a number of years, Jack. It's available now on Netflix. The film is.
Yes.
Netflix has some really amazing documentaries about Walmart, for one, the high cost of low prices, the corporation, really good documentaries. A person could watch nothing but documentaries on Netflix for $8 a month.
Yes.
I really enjoy it. But there are old movies, old TV programs, all kinds of stuff. But anyway, like I say, Jack, this is basically the official attitude here in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
They want to keep it quiet. I certainly hope your listeners will take the time to contact the History Channel and encourage them to really dig deep into this subject and pass along any information they might have. Jack, and I'm wondering, too, you know, you're an ex-cop. Every time I look at Congress, the Republicans and the Democrats going back and forth, I think of good cop and bad cop. On health care, they put on a good show, but it all seems to be orchestrated.
Right.
And this health care issue, Jack, I really wonder about it. What they ended up with was an abortion, which appears to be what the Republicans wanted in the first place. Now, if they actually kill this national health care, it'll be one thing, but I kind of doubt that they will. Instead of, you know, somebody coming up with something akin to Medicare, lowering the age on it gradually, or doing something reasonable, they go to a system using private insurance companies, which could have an overhead of somewhere in the neighborhood of 28% versus Medicare is 3%. Something in culture here, Jack. You know, the Social Security has been robbed by Congress all the way back to the Vietnam War. Congress started robbing the Social Security Fund to pay for the wars that we fight.
That's right.
And I remember when the fall of the Soviet Union, I remember the peace benefit. Oh, we're going to have all this extra money left over. We wonder what to do with it. We can lower taxes, we can rebuild the country, we can do all sorts of things. Then the next day, Jack, we had global terrorism. We're back at war again and again and again.
Right.
And these people are looting the treasury. You know, Joe Sixpack out here depends on Social Security. A lot of people do.
Yeah.
Jack, I look at these other countries around the world that take care of their people. Countries like Finland build their infrastructure, do amazing things, little tiny countries with their money, but God, Jack, they don't have this huge military that they're supporting that is sucking the life out of everything.
Right.
And, Jack, I hope your listeners will stop and think about some of these things.
Okay, Ron, I'm sure they will. God bless
Jack,
you, Ron.
I'll get off here, Jack, and let you have someone else on.
Okay, God bless you, Ron. Thanks for being an activist out there.
Thanks, Jack.
Okay, we'll be right back, folks, with more on the Officer Jack McGlam program.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
We're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. Gonna go right back to Mike in Kentucky. Mike in Kentucky, thanks for calling back again, brother.
Hey, had a little toddler emergency there, kind of like your dogs started barking, and then okay. Right about the time you called for me, I was trying to dial back and couldn't get through in time, but I wasn't going to talk about the birther issue, but that other guy brought it up, and I keep hearing this getting talked about, and it's like nobody ever wants to mention the factor that Obama was adopted. And I know Obama's supporters don't want to mention that, but when that happens, most all the time, another birth certificate gets generated with his adopted dad, which would be Mr. Soetro. And so that explains why he's got more than one birth certificate, for one thing, because of the adoption that occurred in the Philippines, or when his mom remarried and they moved to the Philippines. But I have a suspicion that those, it depends on the policy of Hawaii, the birth records get sealed when there's an adoption like that, and they generate another birth certificate. They seal up the original. So, I know a lot of the vital statistics bureaus have that policy. If you're not a party to that birth certificate, mom, dad, or the the baby that was born, you can't see it.
Yeah.
And the people talk about the mask on the current one that's generated. That mask that they put on there with the bars on it, the vertical one, is an authenticity mask for the copy that is generated by the Bureau of Vital Statistics. They put the mask over that when they create a PDF document to ensure that is authentic from the book. And some people were on the internet talking about how that mask over top of that does not curve with the paper page that is scanned in, and it's not going to curve with the paper on that page because it's overlaid on top of the scanned document. Now, some of this other stuff may be for real, like the numbers being fake and things like that, because some of the computer programs take apart PDF documents in layers. But
yes.
I have to wonder if Barack Obama, when he, you know, the Saudis apparently paid for him to go to law school, to go to Harvard. They paid, there's some suggestions that up to $20 million was given by the Saudis. At the same time, Obama went there and never wrote a law, any kind of law papers, and was made the president of the law review. And, that, you know, without having any real background or resume for becoming the president of the Harvard Law Review, it certainly looks like money was the reason for that. Now, I have to wonder when he went to law school if he was, you know, knowing that when he swore to the, he was going to have to take the bar, the oath of the bar to get into the practice of law, and one of the things that you have to do is swear that you didn't have never used any aliases, no false names, he did. He used a student visa under Barry Soetro as a foreign-born student, and probably got financial aid that way. And so he apparently, you could say, some make that argument that he swore a false oath when he went to the bar, but.
Right.
Because he was adopted, it really wasn't an alias. In other words, it's a dead-end argument, and a lot of these birther arguments, I think, are dominoes that are set up to fall and keep us going in directions that are dead ends.
Well, the Kenyan people believe he was born there in Kenya.
Well,
they got a big billboard outside Kenya. When you pull into Kenya, it says, "Welcome to Kenya, the birthplace of Obama."
Yeah, and there's an Associated Press, there's a fairly well-known Associated Press article that was rewritten by a Kenyan newspaper. The headline over the article is rewritten, and one of the beginning opening sentences is rewritten to talk about him as if he's born in Kenya. And a lot of people point to that article, but if you go find the original, that's not the exact wording. The newspaper in Kenya rewrote it. So there's serious problems with a lot of what the birthers are talking about, and I think that it's legitimate to need to know this stuff. But what is it setting us up for? A presidency of Arnold Schwarzenegger? Because they're going to have a constitutional crisis here if it becomes brought out that the Democratic ticket was illegitimate, and what are they going to have to do? Retroactively declare that he's okay to be president, and then that opens the door for somebody like Arnold Schwarzenegger. It seems like a setup to me. But what I'm hearing a lot of the Christian churches and talk radio and stuff talk about is how he, refuses to recognize the National Day of Prayer, and he allows Muslims to have their Ramadan ceremonies in the White House and behind a curtain, and things like this. But
well, he is Muslim.
We can't forget though that Bush also bowed down in a Buddhist temple and a mosque.
Yeah.
So, what's his name? Al Gore had all the interactions with the Buddhist temples and stuff. This kind of stuff is just progressively getting worse
right.
each time. And it's almost like they're seeing how much will they tolerate or something.
Yeah,
or,
right.
Or well, beating down our national, I don't know, I don't want to say pride, but getting people convinced that this country is over. It seems like, you know, that
yeah.
seems to be the direction that they're going. They want to convince people that it's over. You know, nationalism doesn't matter anymore. Let's just, you know, secede or form a new patriotism around the state in which you live.
Yes.
This seems like that. I really didn't originally want to. I was going to talk about something you were talking about last hour, but this guy called in with that birther stuff, and
yeah,
I think that they need to do some more research.
Thank you for calling in, brother.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, hope you'll call back again. God bless you. Okay, folks, let's go to Rhode Island and Dee. Dee in Rhode Island, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program. Hello? Dee, are you there? Dee in Rhode Island, are you there? Oh, Dee dropped off. So, okay, let's go to Dave in Tennessee. Dave in Tennessee, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hello, Jack.
Hi, God, brother.
Praise the Lord, I finally got a hold of you.
Yes.
I've been meaning to talk to you or Alex Jones about this.
Okay.
Some time ago, the Spirit of the Lord has pressed on my heart to pray for the souls of our president and first family, because their souls are in grave danger.
They sure are. He's a communist, Zionist, Muslim.
Well, that's not the full of it. There's implications for us. I think the way things are looking, the powers behind the president are probably in a position, I think, with this presidential campaign coming up and any public appearances he's going to make, there is a possibility that there is going to be another false flag attack orchestrated by the government.
Right.
With a person posing like Tim McVeigh in Oklahoma, somebody's going to pose as a conservative Christian, conservative Tea Party, whatever, and assassinate the first family and make them, quote, martyrs.
Yes.
Can you imagine the backlash from that? And that's something we need to be very much in prayer about, because if this happens, I think that's, I can see the powers behind the president and all the other gangs that's been holding that office.
Yes.
And, well, you should, one thing that I don't hear being brought out is the Secret Service is a part of what department?
I don't know.
Treasury.
I thought it was just the Secret Service was on
the part of the Treasury. It's part of the Treasury Department.
Oh, yeah.
And I wonder how that came about, that this Secret Service has the duty of not only detecting counterfeit bills and taking care of counterfeit crimes, but also being in charge of guarding the president and the first family.
Yes.
That's food for thought. All right.
God bless you. I hope you'll call back again, brother.
Okay, brother. God bless you.
Okay, take care. Okay, let's go to Bill in Tennessee. Bill in Tennessee, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Thank you, Brother Jack.
Yes.
This whole thing about the Obama birth certificate, it's just a smokescreen. You're probably familiar with that story about how AIDS was spread in Africa when the African man was trying to interbreed with local chimpanzee populations is what spread that AIDS virus. And now Carolyn Yeager has revealed that some of these interbreedings were actually successful in producing viable offspring, and that our president, Buckwheat Barry Satoru, is one of these.
I hadn't heard that, brother. No, I hadn't heard that.
We lost him.
Oh, we lost him? Okay. Let's go to Spencer in Ohio. Spencer in Ohio, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hello, Brother Jack.
Hi, brother. How are you doing?
Well, I was reading in the good book where Jesus said, look to Daniel for the description of the Antichrist over in Matthew chapter 24. And I was reading over there in Daniel chapter 7. And the Antichrist promotes diversity. At least seven times in the chapter 7, diverse is mentioned. And I don't know anybody who has promoted more cultural diversity than this so-called president.
Very true, brother, very true.
And also, you mentioned Elvis going to President Nixon. I read about that. And he was an avid reader on communist brainwashing, and he also named the Beatles. They were at the top of the list, basically their whole career was started with payola practices, and I read about payola.
Yeah.
And back in 1962, one of Dick Clark's henchmen, his name was Anthony Mamarella, started them in America on small labels, very small labels that didn't quite make it. And what happened was they said, send them back home. Homer and Jethro had a song called Send Them Back Home, and that's what America did. It wasn't until after the JFK assassination that the Beatles became a household word. Because, of course, LBJ was from British ancestry.
Yes.
And then it was in 1966, Lennon said, we're more popular than Jesus. And then down in the Southland, they had a record pile burnings. And that's right in your encyclopedia, too. And then at the same time, you had the Texas Tower shooting. And you know that guy was a MK Ultra man. And then you were talking about McVeigh. Well, McVeigh had the same shrink doctor as Oswald, Ruby, Patty Hearst, and who else? And probably this Charles Whitman.
Yes. I wrote to what's his name? The guy that was in prison for the Oklahoma bombing, McVeigh.
Yeah.
And he sent me a letter back saying that he was brainwashed.
Yeah.
And so I figured he was a clear eyes agent for the federal government, and they wanted him to take the rap. But a very good explosive expert, General Ben Parton, looked at the damage and said it was an inside job, and even could tell us the pillars that were wrapped with explosives inside that brought that building down by our own government.
Yeah, and the FBI files, the MENA files with it.
Yes.
And I think that's what would have incriminated Mr. Clinton, wouldn't it not?
Yes, it would have. But our FBI and CIA brought the Oklahoma City building down, the Mir building, down, just like the CIA and the Mossad brought down 9/11. They wrapped 9/11 buildings with explosives and brought it down from the inside.
Okay, Jack, nice talking to you.
Okay, brother, God bless you.
God bless.
Take care. Bye-bye now. Okay, let's go to these important messages, and then we'll come back with Ed in Utah. Hold on, Ed. We'll be right back with you after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown. Where's your plan? Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming and what the government isn't telling you, and John Stadtmiller with what is in store for you. Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States, and Sheriff Richard Mack and Larry Pratt. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Glam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McGlam here. In Utah. Ed in Utah, welcome to the Officer Jack McGlam program.
Hello, can you hear me, Jack?
I can hear you well, brother.
Okay, yeah, listen, stellar job as usual, sir.
Good, thank you.
Yes, listen, those calls you're getting today are very good. Keep in mind, when Elvis Presley did go and get his visit in there with Richard Nixon, that was about the time, if you recall, the Nixon tapes have revealed where Billy Graham was telling Mr. Nixon about the Jewish influence in America and how it would destroy this country by corrupting the morals of the Frankfurt Institute. being brought in. Yes, and that's when Mr. Nixon came out and said, I can never say that, Mr. Graham, but I believe it. And these are the things that were going on in the early 70s as people, true Americans in Hollywood and what have you, like Elvis Presley, were trying to get the word out about what was going on. And somebody mentioned the assassination of JFK. Well, as you know, Jack, Michael Collins Piper from the American Free Press, people need to get a copy of that book, Final Judgment, where he lays to rest and solved the case once and for all about Jack Rubenstein. We all know him as Jack Ruby, that killed Oswald. Of course, Oswald could have laid bare the facts about the Jewish and CIA and James Jessup Angleton, yeah, that whole deal.
Right.
Now, lastly, so the British invasion was very real. It was a real invasion where communist Beatles John Lennon, who may have had second thoughts later, Jack, when they killed him. Maybe he was going to reveal some of this. God will judge that at the appropriate time. But John Lennon was part of the corrupting of England and America. There's no doubt about it. And lastly, where you're at up there in Idaho, we have maybe the most important trial to date in America going on. As you know, they're going after Edgar Steele, the great attorney that has fought for people that are trying to expose the Jewish control of us through media and what have you. People should know this. They should go to free-edgar-steele.com, Jack, and they'll find out things like Bill Maher, a big Jewish playwright there and big Jewish Comedy Central and ABC News analyst. Bill Maher's brother, his brother was in the car with Larry Fairfax that put the pipe bomb in Cindy Steele's car. You were aware of that, were you, Jack?
No, I wasn't.
Bill Maher, yes, television's Bill Maher. Now, can you imagine with this Larry Fairfax, who's as guilty of sin in this, he knows what's going on, he's a useful idiot, the guy is a moron, but he's also evil. If it was your brother, or John Stadmiller's brother, or even Alex Jones's brother for that matter, if it was somebody's brother like that, or Dr. David Duke's brother that was in that car with Larry Fairfax, the whole country would know about this trial by now.
That's right.
But it's Bill Maher. Organized jewelry is moving in on us, Jack, and this illustrates that, and people need to get information that you put out at AmericanFreePress.net and what they're saying about this, and Cindy Steele herself telling the truth about this. Edgar Steele is under attack because he knows how to legally go back at them.
Yes, absolutely, Ed. Thanks, Ed, for calling in, brother.
Thank you.
God bless you. And Ed is right, folks. We're under total control of the communist Zionists in this country, the Antichrist Synagogue of Satan. And I'd like you to do an imprecatory prayer with me every day. Ask God to take the Antichrist Synagogue of Satan leadership in America and bring him down and destroy him with double destruction. I hope you have a good week, folks, and don't forget your imprecatory prayers. God bless you all, and don't forget this old cop truly does love you, America. You're my brothers and sisters, and I love you dearly. God bless you, and have a good week. And God willing, I'll be back with you next week. God bless you, and good day.